So then comes along Mesa Petroleum in 1956.
It was Petroleum Exploration Incorporated, and then we went public in 1964, and that's when Petroleum Exploration, and we had a Canadian company called Altair Oil and Gas, and those were put together, and that became Mesa Petroleum.
Mesa then becomes the largest independently owned oil and gas company in the United States.
It did become large independent. I've forgotten who it was. He used to challenge me on whether they were larger than we were. But anyway, it was a big independent. We ended up drilling around the world. Africa, we had production in the North Sea. We had 54 platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. It became a big company.
You must have thought, could life get any better than this?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it could get bigger and better. I was struggling with finding oil and gas cheap enough to continue to run a big exploration program, which had gotten up to $500 million a year, which was big at that time, not so big now. Then I decided to go for acquisitions, and that was in the early 80s.
And then the acquisition was Hugoton?
Hugoton was the first one. That was in 1969.
To acquire?
We acquired Hugoton. It was 20 times our size. Then we were busy in the 70s exploring, and we were successful. We found a good field in the North Sea, and we found production off the west coast of Australia and came really close off the coast of Gabon in Africa. We had it found, but they changed the deal on us, and I didn't like the change in the deal, so we didn't pursue that any further. But we had good exploration people. Most of them came out of Shell. They were well-trained people.
Then Hugoton and Mesa then merged.
Yes, that's right. We actually acquired them. We were the survivor.
Mesa was a survivor, yeah. Right. But you weren't satisfied with the success of Mesa then, and that's when you started thinking of the takeover aspect of an oil company. And your first target was City Service.
City Service and then General American. Then came Gulf and Phillips and then Unocal.
City Service was number 38 on the Fortune 500 list in 82. When you went into this, did people laugh? Did they think, who in the world do you think you are? Or how do you think you can do this?
All that. But they did look back on that Hugoton deal. They were 20 times our size. Actually, what happened to City Service, we were after them. They turned around, went after us, and then Gulf bought City Service. And then they had problems, City Service and Gulf did, and we got clear out. We were gone, and then they had lawsuits in the deal, and they weren't resolved for 20 years. City Service then ended up going to Occidental.
But you were able to pocket some coins as a result of that.
We made money out of all of this.
$32 million.
That was a lot of money then. Wasn't anything like the one coming up.
Then you set your sights on Gulf and Phillips Petroleum, Unocal, and during this time you led successful acquisitions of Pioneer and the Mid-Continent assets of Tenneco. Back to Gulf a minute. Gulf hired detectives to dig up dirt on you.
All of them did. Not just Gulf. But Phillips and Unocal, they all had detectives on me.
Did you even see them sitting outside your house?
No, it wasn't my house, but in Boston, my wife noticed that we had somebody in the lobby of the hotel that was real interested in me checking in. We went back down and went to dinner, and when we did, well, same guy was there, and then we went to dinner at Lockover's in Boston, and when I got up and went to the men's room, the guy was sitting at the bar. So I went out and I said, hey, look, I know you're interested in me and I'm now getting interested in you. So I said, why don't you just come and join us for dinner? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, sure, you know what I'm talking about. I said, who do you work for? He said, I'm not going to tell you anything. And he walked out. So they changed. We didn't see him again. They got another guy.
You were called many names. You were called a green mailer. What's a green mailer?
Oh, it's where you run up the stock. You buy a lot of stock in the company, run up the price of stock in an offer, and then you sell out. I never did that. I had one guy on CNBC that called me a green mailer, and I got him on TV 5 years later, and I said, I've got you in front of a camera. I said, tell me where I ever green mailed anybody. And he said, you didn't. He said I was wrong about it. And I said, good, thank you. That clears that up. No, I never green mailed anybody.
They even called you a communist?
That probably was Fred Hartley. He called me a son of a bitch, a communist, and whatever else was on his mind.
A piranha?
Hell yeah.
Were you ever physically threatened?
No, never was.
How did you live with this controversy? How did it affect you? Did it depress you? Did it just fall
off?
Well,
one thing about it, I believe shareholders own the company, and managements are employees, and that's the way I always considered myself. Even though I was a founder of Mesa, I still was an employee. I was also a shareholder, so I was an owner, too. but I never ran the company like it was my, you know, personal fiefdom. I did a good job for shareholders, even got in trouble over distributions to shareholders. It was a bad call on my part. In the late 80s and early 90s, I distributed, I say I did, we did, we distributed $1.2 billion to the shareholders. That was okay, except the gas price went down, caught me with $1.2 billion worth of debt, and that was kind of the wind-up of my story, so we sold out.
On the cover of Time magazine, titled The Takeover Game, Corporate Raider, T. Boone Pickens, you were there, you were holding cards, oil derricks in the back of the cards, and you say the cover actually missed the point.
Yeah, I was working in behalf of shareholders and of the companies that I caused to either sell out or be taken over in some way or another, over $1 billion enhanced value of those companies I feel like I caused. So shareholders loved me. If I showed up, they were happy. It's managements that didn't like me. And managements had control of the PR angle to the whole thing. And the business roundtable raised money, about $10 million, to do everything they could to run my reputation. But it was okay. I mean, it was a hardball game. And I felt like we didn't win every contest. But we made money out of it. The biggest deal we made was a Gulf deal. And we made $500 million out of it.